Rob, the host with the most with the No BS podcast. And we're coming to you with what were a new segments called the No BS Shorts. Now, what that is, as you know, every single week, Ab and I come to you and we have an hour plus long show about numerous topics. It's great, you know, because it gives a chance Ab and I debate back and forth on those topics. The thing is that we always leave off topics because of time constraint. You know, there are so many things that's going on in the world of sports that it's hard to narrow down an hour show and talk about every single one of them to the extent that we would like to. So beginning with this episode, we are going to produce every single week a couple of what's called a No BS, where we take time and we address topic that, you know, it's on our minds or something we want to talk to that we just didn't necessarily have time to cover in our show. So this is the first of many to come, so be on the lookout for that. So, but before we get into this particular episode's topic, I just want to thank everybody again for who supported the show, either since the beginning of the show, over 5 years ago now. It's been awesome. You know, we've grown, but it's pretty cool. You know, I started this podcast, like I said, over 5 years ago, just – you know, I'm a big podcaster guy. I like listening to sports talk radio. That's my dream. It'd be one day, it'd be kind of cool if I could be sitting across the Stephen A. Smith. That would be a dream of mine because there's so many things I like to say to him or a Skip Bayless. But, you know, we all have to start somewhere. So I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Adam, my co-host, the Birdman. He's been pretty much been a part of the show since the beginning. He started off as being a guest, and then he became a regular. So I want to shout out to him, as he's a big instrumental part over the years of the show. So I want to thank you. Also, if you don't know already, if you missed the previous episode, we are available on all the major podcast platforms. And now, as if you're not already watching this already, we are available on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel called the No BS Podcast 23. And so every single week, you want to watch Adam and I. If you have some free time at work or on lunch break, put us on the tube and listen to us. So, and then also, again, if you haven't already, go to our Facebook page, drop a like, go to our Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff, and keep up with all the content going further. So anyway, so this particular short, I want to talk about the Netflix documentary Quarterbacks. Highly anticipated from the moment that I saw it. I wanted to watch it. If you're like me, you probably binge watched it within a day or two. I think I did it in two. I got in trouble with my wife because she wanted to watch it with me, but I could not resist but to watch ahead of her. So I apologize to my lovely wife who's watching this, and I know that she's upset with me still because it caused a big argument, but sorry, honey. But anyway, so for those of you who have not had a chance to watch it, it is a 8-part documentary, I believe, following the day in the life of 3 quarterbacks. So you have the Kansas City quarterback and Patrick Mahomes, the Minnesota Vikings quarterback and Kirk Cousins, and yours truly's favorite team, Marcus Mariota and the Atlanta Falcons, which obviously is no secret. The Falcons have not been that great of a team since the epic collapse in the Super Bowl. And so the season didn't go that bad, as if watching this had enough, reliving it, the documentary was just more of a pain for me to watch, but it is what it is. The cool thing is I got a different perspective from the quarterback, and I will address that at the end about my particular quarterback in that show. But I was looking forward to this. I love sports, been a diehard sports fan for years, but I love documentaries, but specifically sports documentaries. So I was really anticipating watching this documentary, and I got to say it lived up to the hype. And from what I understand is they're renewing it for season 2. Now, whether or not that's the same 3 quarterbacks, I don't know. Unlikely Marcus Mariota. If you haven't watched it, I don't want to be spoiler, but unlikely Marcus Mariota, but I guess he is still hanging in the league. So I guess there's that chance, but I don't know. but I'm looking forward to it. It would be pretty cool if maybe they added some other key players. Like, I don't know, it'd be kind of cool to maybe see the day of the life of like a Jalen Hurts or a Jamar or a Joe Burrow. Like, that would be pretty dope. I would love to watch that. I guess we'll see. But anyway, what I want to say was, in my opinion, of the three quarterbacks, Kirk Cousins was the MVP. Now, I know, obviously, Patrick Mahomes is a real MVP, but of the show, Kirk Cousins was the MVP. He just was. I got to tell you, I have not really been the highest on Kirk Cousins. Thought he was kind of an overrated quarterback, kind of a choke artist, and obviously, I know that football is a team sport, but overall, you know, I just don't think that, you know, you could probably choose better franchise quarterbacks than Kirk Cousins. Although I will tell you, as a Falcons fan, although I don't know what we have with Desmond Ridder, I guess we're going to find out. But I would be okay with having Kirk Cousins as my franchise quarterback. But, like, I guess if, you know, if we're doing, like, a draft, I would say Kirk Cousins is probably going to be somewhere in the – of quarterbacks only, probably what – 10 to 15th round before you get to Kirk Cousins as far as drafting quarterbacks for franchises, whether you agree with that or not, but that's where I stand. But I really liked what Kirk Cousins did in the show. I want to say I just really have a lot of respect for him. You know, I like that. What I enjoyed most about the documentaries, I think they were showing more of his personal life outside of football. You know, relationship with his wife, with his kids, you know, I like how it got a lot more in depth about his personal life, how he likes to see a psychologist, you know, kind of help him get through the season. I like that, every Tuesday, he steps away from all football and he spends time with his wife and his kids. I also thought it was pretty cool. He actually takes the time out to do fan mail. And I think that's pretty dope. You know, in particular part of the episodes, you know, he was signing fan cards and he was mailing them. And then there was also someone who was in prison and he took time to respond to them. And he said, you know, he does that because, you know, those people more than ever need a pick me up. And I think that's great, you know. And so I'm a huge fan of Kirk Cousins. After that show, I cheer for him as long as he's not playing the Falcons. But, you know, that he's an easy guy to cheer for. And so I have a lot of respect for Kirk Cousins. Patrick Mahomes, I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, it was kind of cool to kind of see the daily life of Kirk Cousins, or sorry, Patrick Mahomes, I'm sorry. It was cool seeing the daily life of Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, I live in the Kansas City area, so Kirk Cousins, why do I keep getting Kirk Cousins on my mind? Patrick Mahomes is a huge fan favorite around here. He's God around here. He could do no wrong. And so I would say out of all the quarterbacks going into the documentary, that was the one I was looking most forward to. And why not? He's the most exciting player in football. He's the best quarterback in football, best player in football. So, Netflix was, genius adding him to the show, because that name alone will force people to watch the show. But what I thought was kind of cool was, you got to know more of the personal relationships between himself and Brittany. Obviously Brittany has got a lot of criticism, you know, for some of her behavior at the games. Jackson as well. Jackson's got himself in a little bit of a trouble here recently. Gotta say, I'm not the biggest fan of him, and this was before his little shit online or shit in the club where he got himself in trouble. Just find him very annoying. But anyway, I did not know about the relationship between Patrick and Brittany and how in the beginning stages, Patrick was stuck in the friend zone. And had a huge thing for Brittany, but Brittany wasn't feeling him, man. Just like, no, you're my friend. You know, get back down there to the friend level. And I know there's probably a lot of guys who, including myself, knows what that's like, you know, to be stuck in the friend zone. Hell, my own wife tried to keep me in the friend zone, but I was persistent and I kept, you know, fighting and I won. And so, it can be done, and Patrick and I are good at success stories about you could get out of the friend zone. But I did not know that, you know, and I thought it was pretty cool. They told a story about how, I think it was Valentine's Day, Patrick kind of like, well, at least Brittany thought it was a joke, giving her like a flower, a rose, but Patrick was completely serious about it. And it's funny, it actually helped him. It put him out of the friend zone. And so I thought that was pretty cool. So I just think that's a pretty cool story. I like knowing how success stories, how they started from the, you know, from the beginning into where he is now. It was kind of cool how you got to see some of his workout routine throughout the week, how he has like A, B, and C days or whatever. And in different parts of those days, he works on different parts of his body. So you got a little insight on his personal training regimen. And man, pretty intense. So I thought that was pretty cool. You got a little bit of a taste of, you know, the big thing when in the playoffs when Patrick Mahomes hurt his ankle or sprained his high ankle sprain. You got a little bit of a taste on, you know, inside peek on exactly when that happened, what was going on behind the scenes, some of the treatment he was doing between the Super Bowl. And you really got an idea about how badly it really hurt and impacted his game. You gain a lot of respect for him because, I mean, it was clear when you're watching, he was clearly in pain. But when you get to from the player's perspective firsthand, you gain a lot more respect for him. So I really enjoyed that part. And then we get to my quarterback, Marcus Mariota. Again, Falcons had a rough year last year. Totally expected it. Anticipating the same this upcoming year, but you never know. We have one of the easier schedules coming up. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, but we had my quarterback featured in Marcus Mariota, like I said. I got to tell you, there were a lot of things about that documentary I kind of already knew about Marcus Mariota. I mean, I followed him really closely in college. One thing I did not know was the fact that throughout the season that his wife was pregnant and was born. His daughter, was actually born on the same day as my son, my son's birthday. So I thought that was pretty cool. One thing that two things I didn't know that kind of changed my perspective a little bit on Mr. Mariota. And it was the fact that so when the Falcons, what was it, week 12, week 13, the Falcons have lost four of the last six or whatever the case may have been, they decided that it was time at that time to go see what they had in Desmond Ridder. During that time, however, that very week where he got replaced, his wife went into labor and they had his little girl. But the media played it as he just totally left the Falcons dry, just dipped out, just left them. And it kind of sucked that, you know, Marcus Mariota, you know, he said had the media kind of painted him as a quitter. When actually out, he was just being with his wife who just had their firstborn. Now, who else would not have done that same decision? So I kind of sympathized with Mariota there, and I thought that was really uncool of the media to portray them that way, but that's just the media. They're doing the job. So I felt bad for him because all he was just doing is what a good dad would do, and that's just being there for your daughter and your wife. I can sympathize because I have a son of my own that's on his way. And Adam and I happen to be doing a live podcast mid – and my wife says, it's time to go. Adam, my guy, I got to go. And so, you know, I can't blame Marcus Mariota. What I can blame Marcus Mariota is the fact that apparently him and the coach, you know, the direction of the team, how he contributed to the team. And then, like, all of a sudden he just had a surgery. Just went ahead and gone with the surgery with an injury. I had no idea he even had. But he got season-ending surgery, and I didn't know that. And I was like, that's kind of fucked up. Like, you can't just leave your team high and dry like that and just be like, I'm going to go get a season-ending surgery. I think that's very selfish. Because what if Desmond Ridder had got hurt and you're getting a surgery, then what? I don't even know who our third-string quarterback is at this point. So what the fuck? Like, you can't do that, Marcus. So I lost a little respect for him in that sense. But you know what? I wish no ill against him. You know, he's a backup now in Philly. Wish you best of luck, man. But I got to tell you, man, that kind of sucked. That's bullshit. That is bullshit. And, yeah. But anyway, if you haven't had the chance to watch the show, go do it. Tell me what you, you know, drop some comments. Tell us what you think. Who's your favorite quarterback and that was in it? Again, mine was Kirk Cousins. I'm kind of going to be a fan from the distance going further on Kirk Cousins. You know what? He's one of those players that, you know what, I kind of cheer for if they got to the Super Bowl. Granted, it wasn't – well, I guess it can't be against my Falcons. But if they're playing – if they're in the Super Bowl, I would probably cheer for him. You know what? Because, you know, he gets so many – he gets so much criticism that I like players that can eventually overcome that criticism and so – and fuel them. My favorite comment from him in that show was well, he said it's his favorite quote, something about, you know, if someone saw him walking on water, they would say it's because he couldn't swim. I thought that was beautiful. That's beautiful. That's an awesome-ass quote. And I got to tell you, Kirk, you got some swag with the jewelry. And then you did that rap at the ESPYs. That's pretty cool, man. Pretty cool indeed. It was the NFL honors. I'm sorry. But Kirk Cousins, man, I'm cheering for you this year. As long as you're not playing the Falcons. But check it out. And I look forward to season two. We'll see when that comes out. My guess would be the end of this upcoming football season, which I'm excited about. So, if you haven't been watching the last few episodes of the No BS podcast, Adam and I have been breaking down the football conferences or divisions and picking our winner. So go back in our previous shows and figure out who we decided who was going to win. And Adam and I will continue that until the beginning of the season, until we pick our Super Bowl picks. So, again, this has been the first of many of the No BS shorts. We'll come back at you another with more episodes to come. But anyway, until then, drop a like, drop a subscribe to our YouTube channel, and be on the lookout for Adam and I and the No BS podcast. Yes. See you soon.